He's campaigning before court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump out early this morning meeting hundreds of New York City construction workers.
It's a love fest. I built many buildings with them. They're great people, great contractors and great people.
It was a brief 20-minute stop that just ended.
Just a day after President Joe Biden secured another union's backing. That was the head of the North America's Building Trade Union. The president has been working hard for everyone out here to try and gain more support with those courting union workers, telling that President Trump's a bully.
That's Fox's Alexis McAdams. In a few hours, the former president will be back in court for more testimony at his first criminal trial in New York instead of being in Washington like he wants.
This judge isn't allowing me to go. We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity.
Now, that hearing relates to a Trump federal case.
Attorneys for former President Trump filed a motion to dismiss charges alleging election interference, claiming presidential immunity shields the former president from prosecution since the acts were part of his official duties. So far, appeals courts have not sided with those claims.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Arizona. 18 Trump associates charged. Accused in a fake electors scheme trying to block President Biden's 2020 Arizona victory. The anti-Israel protests have spread to colleges nationwide, shutting down Cal Poly in Humboldt, California, and closing USC's campus. Dozens arrested.
It's scary. It's frightening.
USC alumnus Jared Zelman. Another 50 arrested at the University of Texas as they clashed with police. And in New York City, demonstrators continue venting their anger. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson visited Columbia University, where he noted protesters picked up a major endorsement from Hamas.
They called them the future leaders of America. They have screamed at those who bear the Star of David.
Johnson's insisting Columbia's president resign for mishandling the protests.
America's listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump's Supreme Court case comes the day after justices heard an abortion case 2 years after they undid Roe v. Wade in a ruling allowing states to ban abortions. The challenge in this case is to Idaho's abortion restrictions.
The Supreme Court will decide whether Idaho's Defense of Life Act breaches federal law. Protesters outside the court. GOP Attorney General of Idaho, Raul Labrador.
We look forward to the court's ruling and hope it will allow Idaho to continue to protect women and their unborn children.
Idaho's law, which took effect in 2022, prohibits abortions with exceptions for saving the life of a mother and reported cases of rape or incest. The Biden administration suing, alleging it conflicts with the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA, which requires emergency room doctors to stabilize patients, even if that means terminating a pregnancy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China for a second of 3 days of talks.
Speaking to each other, laying out our differences, which are real, seeking to work through them.
Among the disagreements, Chinese cyber threats and economic support for Russia in the Ukraine war. An hour and a half from now, we'll get an update to the economy, expected to show a slowdown last quarter. Economists expect GDP growth of just over 2%. That's less than the 3.4% GDP increase at the end of last year. Ahead of that, stock futures are falling, down more than 200 points for the Dow on Wall Street. In the NBA playoffs,
Miami shot the lights out in Boston. The Heat defeated the top-seeded Celtics on Wednesday, 111-101, behind 24 points and 14 assists from Tyler Hero. Miami made 23 of their 43 three-point attempts to even the series at a game apiece.
Fox's Joe Morgan. Oklahoma City blew out New Orleans 124-92 to go up 2-0. Boston, Vegas, and Los Angeles won in the NHL playoffs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.